This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Colorado families will wait another month to find out where their children can attend preschool for free. The state will now have until April 26th to tell parents which programs their child qualifies for under the new universal pre-K law. Nearly 30,000 families have applied so far. Colorado's program will provide between 10 and 15 hours of child care a week. The Colorado Senate takes up the state's annual budget bill today. CPR's Benta Berkland.
The nearly $40 billion budget funds everything from schools to health care. The Joint Budget Committee crafts a balanced spending plan, and then lawmakers get a chance to offer amendments. Democratic Senate President Steve Fenberg says while his party holds the majority, the budget was crafted through a collaborative process with the Republicans on the committee.
And I think that's important. The more we can remove politics and just sort of talk about the budget as a priority document for the state, the better.
The Senate will debate it this week. It would set aside $30 million for any new programs and spending lawmakers approved this year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's Republican Party may sue over the state's open primaries law. The party has asked the Federal Elections Commission for guidance on raising money for a lawsuit the recently elected Colorado GOP chair made restricting who can vote in the party's primaries part of his campaign. Colorado voters overwhelmingly approved primaries in 2016. This is CPR News. Colorado Matters is next.